Proclamation number 0926 of 22nd of May, 1939. Mental influence by corresponsible spiritual beings. Enlightenment by superior beings. Those spiritual beings are active in visible proximity to Earth, whose task it is to inform people of the constant transformation of everything that lives on the Earth's surface. This task is only possible in the form of thought transmission, and thus their work will mostly extend to showing people the various forms of creation quite vividly, so that they will start to think about them and to ask questions, the answer to which is precisely the activity of those spiritual beings, and is therefore conveyed to people by the spiritual beings in the form of thoughts. It is easy to explain that not all thoughts transmitted in this way will be accepted as answers. Indeed, they will often be rejected as untrustworthy and not taken seriously as their own thoughts. And so all efforts of the spiritual beings in the beyond are in vain. The earthly child is exposed to constant harassment, namely by those beings whose mental influence they reject. These beings cannot be dismissed at will, since they have a certain connection or spiritual affiliation with earthly people and are therefore also to a certain extent jointly responsible for their spiritual state of maturity. And it therefore happens not infrequently that all spiritual affections depress the human being, i.e., that he is forced to deal with such thoughts which burden him. He will try to shoo them away, but again and again they rise, either to make the human heart indignant or also to make it deeply thoughtful, in order to ultimately recognize the truth of such thoughts after all and to pay more attention to them from now on. The spiritual friends can exercise the teaching ministry and also did so eagerly until now, but were rarely consciously listened to, and that is what makes it so difficult for the human being to progress. But those who willingly give themselves to the helpful forces, their state of maturity is much more likely to be guaranteed. Only in exceptional cases will earthly children be instructed by very highly placed spiritual beings, but this again for the purpose of a general enlightenment of the whole of humanity in order to help it in great adversity, and then the thought transmission happens in such a strange way that the human being should pay attention and make use of such exceptional attention the greater the adversity on earth is and visibly becomes apparent. And even if the human being refuses to accept spiritual good which is offered in this way, wisdom from the heavens will prevail for the blessing of those who do not resist, and is a constant reminder to those who think little or not at all of their mental condition. One day they will have to recognize that they put up resistance to all good spiritual influence and therefore got into dire straits, and their struggle in the beyond will be a far more difficult one in order to attain the truth. For since they rejected spiritual support in earthly life, they now have to live in want and now make every effort on their part to achieve what they could effortlessly achieve on earth. For the struggle in the beyond is far more difficult than on earth. Amen.